Let me share with you just a short devotional to stir our thinking concerning conscience. This is a Bible study that I had put together. Haven't preached for a long time. Paul writes his young friend Timothy, "Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, unpretended, from which some have swerved," or not even aiming at, "have turned aside unto vain jangling." I've given English summary here. "But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. For some men, straying from these things, have turned aside to fruitless discussions." I don't know if you've ever been around the fruitless discussions of Christian people. They're not dealing with any of the important things, but all the minor things. Conscience. Let's be aware of our need for a clear conscience, a good conscience. We've been talking about that not too long ago. Three things, then, to share with you. Conscience warns you of sin. The conscience that God has given you, that sensitivity to right and wrong. John 8:9, "And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst." They had brought to her a woman caught in the act of adultery, in the very act. I often wonder how they rigged that one. It's not usually a spectator sport. Adultery. How was it that they caught her right in the act, but they didn't catch him? It just makes me wonder. Sounds like a setup to me. And they're ready to stone her her to death, but more than that, they're ready to turn away from Jesus if he says, no, it's not that important, don't do it. But he began to write in the dirt. And someone suggested he was writing down the sins, starting with the oldest and going to the youngest, because they began to leave in that order. Romans 2:15, "which worked the work of the law written in their hearts," the Gentiles, "their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another." Then 1 Timothy 4:2, "speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." The sensitivity of your conscience may be seared. If you sin consciously, determinedly, you stop being sensitive to it. Things that you never thought you would be doing, you could do regularly. Yours may be seared with a hot iron. But before you denied it, you knew of your sin. The second thing about conscience is that conscience tells you of God. We don't see God in this life. We have senses. We can see and hear and taste and feel and smell and so on. But none of those work with God. He's beyond our senses. But we can tell of that by our conscience. John 1:9, that Jesus was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He puts a light, he brightens the thinking. The light of truth is what I think he's talking about here. The idea that breaking through the darkness of our fleshly ignorance, that Jesus Christ himself here lights every man that comes into the world, every human, every person. Again, Romans 1:19, "because that which may be known of God is manifest in them," or to them, "for God hath showed it unto them." I believe that the very way that he shows it is by conscience. I don't think there's any logical way to explain an evolution of a sense of right and wrong. You know, the animals don't debate. The lion doesn't debate whether he's going to run up and tear the neck out of another animal. He's just hungry, wants to feed him and his family or her. So the maker is seen in his workmanship. Man is intelligent and moral, and our very conscience tells you that there is a God. And then thirdly, conscience condemns your heart. This is that thing that makes us ashamed. Paul writes to his other young friend, Titus 1:15, "Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled." No one needs to convince you of being a sinner. I don't have to prove that to you. I don't have to say, well, I've had a private investigator following you secretly over the last week. I have pictures of everything you've done. See? God does that. You know what you have done wrong. You know that your life is not what God wants. When you accept the teachings of your own conscience, then God sends someone to tell you what conscience would never know on its own. Jesus, God's Son, died for you. He paid the penalty, not for his sin. He was not crucified for his sin, but for yours. The just for the unjust. By trusting him to save you, he will. All right, God's blessing of conscience, that men tend to debate, argue against, try to put down.